yeah, you know, it's good to have another veteran in our meeting room, and he's got a lot of experience. He can help us out in a lot of ways.
How so? What kind of ways?
Well, I mean, he could play a little safety, corner. I mean, he's a true tackler, so I mean, he could do a lot of different things, and that's one thing I like about him. He's always been a tough corner, so, you know, that being that versatile obviously helps with the transition to safety if we need him there full-time or part-time.
Going against that fast-tempo offense, what challenges does that present for you guys? How is that making you better?
Communication. You know, it speeds up everything. I think it's good for us to start now because we saw a little bit of that last year and it hurt us. And I think it's good to start now because when it start going slow, it'll be easy for us. And the communication part is the most important thing because you can't really talk a lot. So you got to use a lot of sign language and things like that. And, you know, it really prepares us for what's to come.
What have you seen from Julius Thomas? He's getting a little more opportunity with Joel Dreesen dealing with the knee scope.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by what he's doing. You know, he's been doing that for the past 2 years. It's just, you know, getting the opportunity to do it, you know, in the first team. And, you know, he's getting some reps there, and that's great because he has that kind of talent. It's just all about learning how to play this game, the mental part of it. And we've seen him mature a lot over the last 2 years. So I'm looking forward to seeing him get more reps this year.
Does Peyton seem like he's having a little more fun now that it's got a year under his belt?
Yeah, I'm sure that it's a lot better this year than last year this time because this time you're trying to get to know your teammates, the city. You know, you're coming off injury. You really don't know what to expect. And it seems he's more relaxed. And I like to see that in my quarterback.
You're smiling. What has he done that makes you smile?
Everybody knows the type of jokester he is. So, I mean, I won't tell everything. But that's one thing that comes out a little more. He's a little more of a jokester now.
Has he gotten you?
No. He won't get the other old guy.
Kevin Vickerson said yesterday, Derek Wolfe has really already developed a leader in the defensive room. Does that impress you when a second-year guy is able to step up like that?
Very impressive because, you know, Elvis was obviously one of our true leaders last year because of what he's done and the type of guy he is. And, you know, we needed guys to step up in that role, and he's accepted it. And I like it because he works hard. He's here every day. He thinks he's going to be the best at his position, and I love that confidence about him.
What have your impressions been at Webster, and has he been picking your brain, asking you a lot of questions?
Yeah, of course. You know, we've had our sessions, one-on-one sessions, and, you know, he's one of those guys that's eager to play and learn as much as he can. He knows he's going to have to fight his way to get on the field, but, you know, when it comes down to it, he's going to do whatever it takes, and I love that about him.
What do you think of him? When he was at USF, he would walk on the field saying, "I'm Champ Bailey."
No, because I know how it is. And because when I got to Washington, I had Darryl Green, and I imitated him. My second year, I had Deion Sanders, and I imitated him. So, I mean, we all imitate guys we look up to. I'm just, you know, he's just in a fortunate situation. He has a chance to work with me like I did with those guys. And, you know, you don't get those opportunities a lot as a young player.
How'd the golf outing go for you?
I'm better than I was this time last year. Let's just say that.
Champ, what do you think of practicing in this wind? Cornerbacks kind of lick their chops because we're going to see some errant passes.
Yeah, they tend to do all the passing drills going that way and the running drills going the other way. So, you know, they play into whatever favors them. So we got to be prepared for whatever. It works to their advantage sometimes. Sometimes it works for us.
Did you like seeing the rookie mix it up today, the D-tackle getting into it, Zane?
Oh, yeah. I love that, you know. I know that these guys understand we're all family, but families fight all the time. And, you know, I like that kind of intensity. It lets me know guys are really dialed in about what's going on.
You like that personality in a rookie, especially
in
that position?
Oh, yeah, because it's going to be a dogfight every week for him. Every snap is going to be like that. So I like guys that I can go to war with like that.
You usually see that in training camp. You ever seen it in OTAs?
Some. Not a lot. I think guys get more, you know, sensitive about their contact because there's no pads on. They think it's supposed to be just touch and go, but it's not like that up front.
What was the last fight you were in at any practice ever?
Never. Nobody messes with me.